Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
716, I'm a Facebook Live at 7:30. And we're going to talk about climate change as we are now. The Madrid conference is underway, and it is about climate change and what should be done and what shouldn't. And I think in this country, well, first of all, let me tell you about the weather today. Highs of 68, nothing but sunshine right now. We're still in the 40s around the area, approaching 50. I mentioned earlier that I did a 180 on climate change, and somebody texted me and said, well, why did you? And I said, well, because the score is about 2 million scientists to 100, A. B, you'd have to be silly not to think that the climate is changing. And see, I got a daughter that's going to live her life long after I'm in the ground. Well, technically cremated. Not the point. And I want to make sure that the planet is here for her in a somewhat livable condition. And she's not, you know, celebrating Christmas with it 100 degrees outside. So that's what changed my mind. In terms of the politics of this, it seems as though there is a segment in this country of people who are bullies for whatever reason. They are the loudest. They are the most vocal. They are not, however, the most educated. And they try to shout somebody down as it relates to climate change. And they use some things that they think are facts. Like, for example, when it turns cold, in the summer, they'll say, well, where's your global warming? When it turns cold in the fall, rather, in winter, they'll say, well, where's your global warming now? But yet, if you ask them early in October when it's 95 degrees, well, what about global warming? They'll say, well, no, it's just weather. So anyway, that's why I changed my mind. You can start texting if you like. Tell me if you think it's real, if it's man-made. You can go back to Time Magazine. I'm trying to surface all of the objections here and talked about how they talked about the planet cooling and it's all a conspiracy. I don't buy all of that. Rear Admiral David Titley joins us now, professor at Penn State, retired Navy Rear Admiral. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Tommy. How are you doing today?
I'm all right, and I know I'm going to be attacked on Twitter. I don't care, quite frankly, because people – I don't, because, you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion, right? I am not a scientist. I don't know what's going on, but I do know that the vast majority of scientists that study the climate say that the climate is changing and it is a result of man's actions. Is that not accurate?
That's absolutely right, Tommy. It's you know, depending on who you listen to, it's somewhere between 95% and 98%. So, yeah, it's a vast majority. But what I like to point out is, you know, by reconfirming, and there's been, you know, thousands and tens of thousands of climate scientists, men and women working on this, the way to fame and fortune is to really come up with that revolutionary idea. Let's say that you could disprove man-made causes on global warming. You know, they would build buildings after you. They would name institutes after you. 500 years from now, your name would be famous. So there's actually every incentive for all those tens of thousands of scientists working on this to disprove the consensus. That's how you get famous in science. And nobody's been able to do that. That's one of the reasons why we think there's such a solid weight of evidence that shows that not only is the climate changing, but we know why, and it's the addition of additional greenhouse gases.
A text comes in and says, Tommy, welcome to the world of those who believe in science. I just don't know how this got so political, Admiral, and how it got so mean in that this is a scientific issue. Somebody texted in and said, if you believe in climate change, how'd you get to work today? Did you ride your bike or did you drive your car? Why must it come down to a gross oversimplification like that, which maybe makes you feel better because you come up with an example that you think makes me a hypocrite or whatever, but it's got nothing to do with the issue of whether or not the climate is changing and whether or not we can stop it. We'll pick it up here with Rear Admiral Dave Titley, meteorologist, former professor at Penn State, retired Navy Rear Admiral. There are people that think the Earth is flat. There is a group of people that think that, that is a very vocal minority, vast minority. 720 traffic now, WWL. All right, 725, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking about the Madrid conference with our friend Rear Admiral, retired Rear Navy Admiral Dave Titley, meteorologist, former professor at Penn State. And you did some time down here as well, didn't you, Admiral?
Yes, I did. We were at Stennis Space Center in both the 90s and just after the storm, after Katrina. There.
Probably not the best way to put it. Tell me about what's going to happen in Madrid.
I'm really not sure. I know that's not what you're supposed to say on the radio, but...
No, if it's honest, it's exactly what you're supposed to say.
Yeah, I'm not sure. My guess is at the end, they will sort of muddle through, and there will be kind of a mishmash of a statement that comes out that says, yes, this is a serious problem, and we really should do something, but when you go through the fine print, my guess is that there will be no new significant commitments. I hope I'm wrong. I really hope I'm wrong, but I don't see anything that shows either the U.S. or India, China is really going to, you know, frankly, change what we're doing right now.
So when we see ice melting, we see glaciers melting. Does that ever go back? Because it would seem to me it doesn't. But I'm no scientist either.
That's a great question, Tommy. And there have been some studies shown that if you actually cool the Earth one way or the other, naturally or man-made, if you can cool the Earth again, you can reform some of the ice, like the ice that forms in the Arctic Ocean, the sea ice. That would likely come back and stop melting and actually increase. It's a much more difficult question to figure out if a glacier starts moving, especially some of these big ones down in Antarctica. If they start moving, you know, it's a little bit like Humpty Dumpty. We're not sure we can put it back together again.
You've been around this a long time. Do you have any idea how it's become, how science got pushed way to the back when it should be the thing in the front row? Science got pushed way in the back, and now it's such a political talking point. And, you know, if you look at what happened with this young lady, Greta Thunberg, I think was her name, and how she was savaged, just savaged by, and this is a 17-year-old girl, young lady, however you want to say it.
She's a teenager. She's, you know,
savaged by the media,
you know,
and in terms of, her message on climate change, ignoring the message completely, making it intensely personal about this 17-year-old girl because they didn't believe what she said. I just don't understand. Is it because people are terribly afraid that their lifestyle is going to change if we acknowledge that it's man-made and somehow we're going to have to make some sacrifices and do some different things to reverse it or to at least keep it at its current level?
Yeah, I think, Tommy, I think that's really a huge part of it is, I mean, you know, we don't get excited about science, you know, because I'm talking on a cell phone. There's all kinds of science and technology that lets me talk to you to talk to your listeners right now. But we don't debate that or you know, try to throw stones at it. I think a big part of the climate science is not the science, but it's our values. And there's quite a number of people that see this as a threat to their way of life. They see increasing government regulation, which, you know, many people don't want, or it's going to make people are concerned. It's going to make energy very expensive and either put their job at risk or just make everyday life unaffordable. And I think and science has become the proxy argument. It's sort of like the baseball that gets thrown back and forth. But it's not really about science. I think it's more about our values and what world do we want to live in and what world do we want to give our kids and our grandkids.
That is one of my major concerns, Admiral, because I got a daughter and I presume she's going to have children. I want to do what I can to keep it from being totally screwed up for her. And I don't know if future generations are going to feel that same way or not. I just think we should at least open our minds to hearing about it, right? Because two-thirds of the country are saying now they want the government more involved. And just forget the politics of it, forget the meanness of it, forget the personal attacks. Open your ears, open your minds and listen to what the scientists say. Thank you, Rear Admiral. I appreciate your time. Dave Titley, a former professor at Penn State, meteorologist, and he was also at the Stennis Space Center, so he knows the area. I'm going to be Facebooking live in 3 seconds. Right now it's time for WWL First News with Chris Miller.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.